Listen to a conversation in a physiology seminar. The professor and the students are discussing biofeedback.
The focus of our conversation today is biofeedback. Basically, it's a technique in which patients are able to monitor their own body functions. What it does is monitor physiological changes in a patient that he or she wouldn't necessarily be conscious of. Generally speaking, these changes are somewhat negative in nature, like a raised heartbeat or muscle tension, and are most often induced by stress. And once patients become aware of the changes, they can then learn to control them. It's a relatively new therapy made possible by technology.
But what does technology have to do with this? Isn't it obvious when someone is tense or has a rapid heartbeat?
Well, some changes are very subtle and happen faster than a human can monitor alone.
So how is someone made aware of these physiological changes?
Well, the patient is hooked up to a machine, and it emits either a beep or a flashing light in response to, well, like I said, muscle tension or a rapid heartbeat. And the beep, or whatever, signals the patient.
Would you say that this is a kind of psychological conditioning? That is, you try to change a person's behavior by negative reinforcement. So you're forced to relax because you're afraid that the machine will beep at you?
Well, you're certainly not far off. But your example isn't quite right. I think the goal is to become more aware of what happens to your body when reacting to stress. If you're aware of it, you have a greater degree of control over it, and theoretically, you can minimize it. The end result is similar. You learn, at least in the case of stress disorders, to control tension in your body.
Is biofeedback used only for stress disorders?
No, it has lots of other applications. But right now, stress is what it most successfully treats. Interestingly, biofeedback was all the rage when it first came out in the 1960s. People claimed that it could be used to control all kinds of things, like abnormally high blood pressure, severe heart conditions, what have you. Well, that didn't turn out exactly to be true.
Do you think biofeedback will ever be used to treat other conditions as successfully as it has stress?
Good question. Now, I've heard that some researchers are looking into the possibility that it might someday be used to help certain paralyzed people recover the use of their arms or legs, but that's quite a way off.